Who cares? This is the Carson's Court Show, Google Podcast, our podcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, the podcast app, Beaker, Spotify, Anchor, Overcast. Welcome to the show today, where the scale is always tip in favor of sports. Welcome to the show today. We are absolutely packed. It's a beautiful day. We're live in Virginia Beach. Welcome to the show. It's a Friday, All-Star Weekend this weekend. So I want to start with this. All right. So, you know, I find it interesting, not just in sports, but in music, right? You hear a great singer, Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson, you know, I Will Always Love You, or Billie Jean. And you can say that's special. That's a special song. That's a big hit. And, you know, you hear Whitney Houston, you say, wow, you know, I Will Always Love You. Wow. It's a big hit. And I feel, and it's a great voice. And in sports, that's like that too. You know, you have LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, high school, right into the NBA. That person's special. That player's special. Patrick Mahomes. Wow. You know, maybe the greatest quarterback in history. I think he is. You know, Dan Marino, great arm. Wow, that's special. You know, not just that, anything. You know, you it's all not just sports, it's everything. Wow, that's special. So, you know, I was watching, you know, you watched Caitlin Clark yesterday break the women's basketball scoring record. And what's interesting to me about that is I sit back and I watch it and I say, wow, you know, that's Caitlin Clark's a special, very special player. And I think in 6, 7, 8, I mean, in the next 4 or 5 years, she's going to be the greatest women's basketball player in the world. And, you know, it's interesting because you watch her just dominate college basketball. I mean, just dominate it. And not only dominate it, I think Iowa's going to win the championship this year in women's basketball. I mean, you could argue, well, what about South Carolina? I think Iowa's better right now. And, I mean, I watched, 49 points yesterday for Caitlin Clark. It's amazing. And how did she do it? Big time three-pointer to break the record. That's typical Caitlin Clark. And, I just think that you look at Steph Curry in the NBA. And speaking of that, there's going to, you know, the three-point contest is coming up with All-Star Weekend. You look at someone like Steph Curry, and it's like, you know, great. Maybe you could argue certainly the greatest shooter in NBA history. I think Caitlin Clark has the potential to be an incredible shooter in the WNBA. You know, right now it's kind of Sabrina. I like Sabrina a lot, but I think Caitlin Clark, what she did last night, 49 points. I mean, this has put a huge spotlight on college basketball and particularly women's college basketball. And I think Iowa's going to win the championship. You know, you hear stories about her. A lot of people don't know this. She grew up in Demore, Iowa. There was no women's league, so she went to the men's league, dominated the boys' league. Went to Iowa, dominating college basketball. Going to win the championship this year. Next 2 or 3 years, I think she's going to dominate the WNBA. She's going to win multiple championships, I think. So, you know, it didn't take me long to watch Caleb Williams 2 or 3 games and say, this kid is special. He's got something. He's a great passer. Escapes the pocket. Very athletic. You know, I mean, it's just incredible when you watch a player, Daniels at LSU. I watched that Alabama game. I said, wow. I mean, he is good. 5 weeks later, 6 weeks later, won the Heisman. I mean, you watch someone, and pretty quickly, just like Michael Jackson in music, just like Whitney Houston in music. You know, you. It doesn't take long. 1 or 2 songs, you know if someone's good or not. 1 or 2 games, 3 games, you know if someone's good or not. And I've watched Caitlin Clark now 2, 3 years. She's special, and she's going to do a great job in the WNBA, and I think Iowa's going to get a national championship this year. 49 points against Michigan. Not only is she putting a spotlight on college basketball, but she's putting a spotlight on the WNBA, and she's going to put one on particularly the women's college basketball. I mean, you know, it's just 1 3 after the other 3. You know, you talk about Curry, right? Steph Curry and Sabrina, they're going up against each other this weekend in a competition. I think it's going to be good, very good. I just wonder if next year it's going to be Steph Curry and Caitlin Clark. I mean, there's an argument to be made that she is the greatest shooter in women's college basketball. I'm just saying. I mean, went to the national championship a lot last year, lost. You know, there's lots of colleges that go to the national championship, lose, and next year they go and win it. And I think Iowa, that's a good built team, has a chance to do it. And, you know, like I said, you know if someone's good. It doesn't take 2, 3, 4 years when you're in college. First three games, you know someone's good. And I watch Caitlin Clark over and over and over again, and I say, wow, you know, now breaking the scoring record in women's college basketball. I think Iowa's going to win the national championship this year. I think more than likely she's going to win a championship or two or three in the WNBA. Wow. You know, Patrick Mahomes, Steph Curry, LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, Caitlin Clark, Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston. Wow. All right. So that was the first story. Again, Caitlin Clark breaks the women's college basketball scoring record. So I want to switch into this. That was interesting. So, you know, obviously, it appears that the Denver Broncos are going to part ways with Russell Wilson. And it looks like, not 100% sure, but there is a pretty good possibility that the Steelers are going to go after Fields. They're going to go after Fields. So that leaves the question with, well, where does Russell Wilson go? Well, there's a couple places, I think. You know, Atlanta is kind of interesting. I said this a few days ago. Why not? It happens. There's a blueprint. Kansas City, New England gave us the blueprint. Draft a quarterback. Let him sit under a superstar quarterback for a year or two. There was times that Russell Wilson looked excellent in Denver last year. First year, let it go. Bad. Wasn't the greatest fit at head coach. Let it go. With Nathaniel Hackett, let it go. Second year, wasn't great, but there were times that I could see Russell Wilson being a great quarterback again. Just like at Seattle. Look at Seattle. Two straight Super Bowls kind of reminds you of, you know, what's happening now with these dynasties. Probably should have won both. So, you know, I think Russell Wilson is still a very good quarterback. Is he great? Is he incredible? Is he a top 5-7 quarterback? No. But there are times where I look at Russell Wilson and I see a great quarterback. So where does he go? Atlanta's interesting. Minnesota's interesting. I think the Raiders are a team to keep an eye on. Now, if I'm the Falcons or I'm the Vikings, I'm going to say, Denver, I would like you to pay at least 3/4 of this contract. I'm not going to pay half the contract. It's a massive contract that Denver's trying to move. So pay 3/4 of it, and if I'm Minnesota or Atlanta, you got to go jump on that. That is a great, I think, for a great quarterback, that's good. And Atlanta is an interesting situation. I've been on this now for the last week. I said the Falcons are a very interesting team next year. Keep your eye on the Atlanta Falcons. The tight end position is elite. They have a great number one receiver in London. Now a top 5 running back in Bijan Robinson. The defense is good. The offensive line is good. And you got a head coach, first-year head coach. I'm just saying there's certain aspects of Atlanta that I think could win a game or two in the playoffs next year. So Russell Wilson going to Atlanta would be very interesting to me. Kyle Pitts would be a very favorable receiver. Drake London kind of reminds you of Sutton, right? The wide receiver for Denver. Or you could argue Jerry Jeudy, the wide receiver for Denver. So Atlanta's kind of I think Atlanta's a great fit for Russell Wilson. So I would keep my eye on the Falcons. They're going to draft a quarterback, probably Penix or J.J. McCarthy. They're going to draft a quarterback. That's fine. Let them draft a quarterback. But sit him under Russell Wilson. I've been on this now for a week. Atlanta is if I'm a head coach or I'm a quarterback, Chicago, kind of, I don't love the franchise. Washington's good. Washington would be a very good landing spot. If I'm a quarterback, if I'm, you know, Caleb Williams or Drake May, if I'm a quarterback, Washington and Atlanta are the two best situations for me, right? Washington has a great young receiving core. I don't love the defense, but it's a very good young receiving core with new ownership. And D.C. is a great place to live. So Atlanta and Washington, to me, seem like the best two. Chicago, I don't love the franchise. Denver, you know, I the Broncos are kind of an interesting team, too. They would have to trade up. Raiders, you know, you got to deal with, at times, an unhappy Devontae Adams. You know, I don't love the Raiders either. So Atlanta, if I'm Russell Wilson, I'm going to go to Denver, and I'm going to say Atlanta or Minnesota seems like a very good fit. Justin Jefferson's Drake London, that's where I want to go. I've always said this about a quarterback. Landing spots are interesting. You know, Brock Purdy's a great example of this. I like Brock Purdy a lot. If he got to any other team in the league, I don't know if he would be as good as he is in San Francisco. Patrick Mahomes. We all love Patrick Mahomes. I think he would overcome Chicago. But Chicago passed on him. But again, I think the Bears would over. I think Patrick Mahomes would overcome the Bears. But he goes to Kansas City, gets maybe the greatest tight end this sport's ever seen, a great receiver at the time with Tyreek Hill, one of the best coaches in NFL history. So Atlanta fit the bill. I mean, Kansas City fit the bill perfectly. Russell Wilson. I think Atlanta and Minnesota are the two I would keep my eye on for Russell Wilson. It seems like the Steelers are going to go Fields. It appears that the Raiders and Broncos are going to go trade up to get a quarterback. Probably my guess would be J.J. McCarthy. And, you know, so you start looking. Atlanta is either – if I'm Atlanta, I'm taking Penix Jr. or J.J. McCarthy and still signing Russell Wilson. That's the way to win. That is how you win. So, all right. So that was interesting. But Russell Wilson, I still think, is a good to great quarterback. Very good quarterback, and I think he either goes to Atlanta or Minnesota would be my guess, and those are the two best situations. You got Kirk Cousins moving around, Fields moving around, five very good, capable quarterbacks in the first round. I'm not as high on J.J. McCarthy as I am Penix Jr., Daniels, Drake May, Caleb Williams, but I still think J.J. McCarthy is a good starting quarterback, just not great like Caleb Williams is. All right. So a lot of other stuff to get to. I want to get to, coming up here on the Cards Court Show, the NBA All-Star Weekend's coming up, how I feel about the West and East. So we do in the West and the East. You know, it's very interesting to me why, and I'm going to get to that next. Also, Curry and Sabrina, my guess, I'm going to talk through that. It's three-point contest. That's coming up, too, on the Carson's Court Show. Let me tell you a book about Creative Music Entertainment. Truly a great company. Check them out today. Creative Music Entertainment, more than just music. www.creativemusicva.net. That was www.creativemusicva.net. Creative Music Entertainment, truly a great company. Check them out today. All right. A lot to get to still on the Carson's Court Show. NBA All-Star Weekend. It is an absolutely beautiful day here in Virginia Beach. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Carson's Court Show. Final segment of the day is still to come. So I want to get to this. So West East is back this weekend in the All-Star. You know, the West, this is what's interesting to me about this. All right, is the West is, I think, significantly better than the East. You can say, well, Jason Tatum and you know, all these players. Embiid. Donovan Mitchell. Look at the West. LeBron James, Anthony Davis. I get Steph Curry. I get, you know, Anthony Edwards. You know, all these. Luka. I just feel like there's more stars on the West. That's why I would have kept the LeBron James, Giannis, or LeBron James, KD, or whoever they want to do this year. The West, for whatever reason, historically has kind of been better than the East. And this year, I think it's significantly better. Jokic, Luka, Anthony Davis. So it's interesting to me that the West and East is back when it's, I still think, this very much lopsided. There's a big difference between the West and East, and this lopsided side, the West, is just significantly better. And so, you know, that's coming up. I do think the West wins pretty easy here. The East is, there's some good players on the East. I'm not discounting the East here. I'm just saying, I mean, you get Jimmy Butler and all these, but I'm just saying, if you look at the statistics, the West is significantly better than the East. So, you know, that's interesting. You know, I want to get into this. I was watching the NBA last night, and Golden State won, and they should. I mean, they're a good team. The Warriors are a good team. I just have concerns, particularly at the level of, well, they're kind of relying on Steph Curry, but they're a very good team. I think they're going to win a lot. They're going to make the playoffs. Let me put it to you this way, and they're a good team. So what I find interesting about Golden State is this year, or this game, past game, it wasn't the Steph Curry that had a big game. It was Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson had a great game, and Steph Curry didn't. So, you know, at times, there's some – and Steph Curry, I like Steph Curry. He's a very consistent player. But – you know, I don't know what I'm going to get from Golden State. And you can say, well, that's, you know, I just don't know what I'm going to get. I don't know if Steph is going to go off. Klay's inconsistent. Well, at least there's teams in the West. Denver, Clippers, consistently, they're good. They're good. They're good. You know, it's like Kawhi Leonard, he's not the healthiest player always. He gets hurt often, but consistently puts up 25, puts up 30. And I've always said this about sports. I like consistency. Going into the playoffs, if you're not consistent in the playoffs, I'm not going to pick you, because I've never liked inconsistent going into the playoffs. Clippers, Denver, they're two of my favorite teams to go to the Western Conference Finals. They're consistent. They're winning games constantly. I know what I get. I know Kawhi is going to put up 25 points. Jokic is going to have a great game. Murray and Porter are just going to shoot lights out in the backcourt. So I know what I get. Milwaukee. I know what I get. Lillard and Giannis are going to complement each other very well. I know what I get from the Bucks. So I know what I get from these teams. I know what I get from Philadelphia. Embiid in the paint. I don't know what I get from Golden State. You know, I don't know what I get, and that concerns me. If you're the Warriors, it does. I think they get past the play-in. They could beat one team potentially, but again, they're much like the Lakers. I said this comparison last week. The Lakers and Warriors are very similar. Both kind of have a player that they don't love, Klay Thompson, D'Angelo Russell. Both players are kind of inconsistent, but they both play well at times. And when they play well, they're a great team, but it's when they play well. And both teams, I feel like the Lakers can get to the Western Conference Finals because of LeBron. I don't think Golden State can get there. You know, I like Warriors. I like the Warriors head coach. But there are so many significant more teams in the West, I think, that are more consistent than Golden State. That concerns me a lot if you're a Warriors fan. So I watched that last night. I thought, man, Steph Curry kind of off tonight. He still played well, but kind of off. Where Klay Thompson, he was on. So, you know, I just don't know what I get from the Warriors, and that is a that's my biggest concern, or one of my biggest concerns. I think they're a little Steph-reliant. I wish they wouldn't be as much. I wish, you know, Wiggins would step in at times, or Klay or Draymond. But, you know, at least with the Dallas and Denver and the Clippers, I know what I get. I don't know what I get with Golden State. So, you know, I don't. That's a huge concern for me with the Warriors, and that's why I don't think they get past the second round. That's the ceiling. All right, so I saw that last night, and I thought I would, you know, that's a very interesting story. All right, so coming up, three-point contest. I have Sabrina versus Steph. I want to get to that. It's the Carson Court Show in Virginia Beach. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. It's the Carson Court Show. Welcome back to the Carson Court Show. Final segment of the day is here. So, you know, Steph Curry and Sabrina are shooting here in a three-point contest this weekend, just the two. And, you know, I kind of like Steph to win, but I will say Sabrina has some things going her way. For one, you know, Steph Curry's participating in other events this weekend. Sabrina is not. For two, you know, I think they're both very close. I think Steph is maybe a slightly better shooter, but again, they're neck and neck here. So I find it interesting to me that they're doing this. I do think it probably becomes Steph, Caitlin, Clark next year or the year after, but I do find it interesting that they're doing this. And, you know, I think it's going to be a really close race, a really close shooting, and it'll be fun to watch. It's good for the sport. It'll be fun to watch. And I think it's going to be a really close race. And, I mean, Sabrina's the best right now, is the best shooter in her in WNBA, and Steph is the best shooter in the NBA. So, it's going to be fun to watch. I do think Steph probably wins, but I think it's a very close race. And Sabrina, it's interesting because Sabrina has things that go her way as well. So, all right. So thank you for listening to the show today. Hope everyone has a great weekend for the final time this week. We're live in Virginia Beach. Have a great weekend, everyone. We will talk on Monday. I do not own the copyrights to Andre's song, The Final Countdown by Europe. Thanks, and have a great day, everyone, for the final time alive in Virginia Beach. It's Carson's Court Show. Have a great weekend, everyone.